Yes, team, how the devil are we? Welcome back to another video. Today, we're going to be looking at weekly planning and the top couple of insights I can give you when it comes to having a productive week. So we'll jump into this and keep it short and sharp. The first thing we want to consider when planning your week is to start with fun. We all know what's happening Monday to Friday. You're on that grind. You're working on your body, your mind, your work, your business, your all that shit. So you can start looking at your whole week and think, when am I going to have fun this week? When am I going to the cinema? When am I going to see my friends? When am I going rock climbing? When am I climbing a hill? Plan all that shit in first, because what that's going to do for you is give you gratitude, excitement, and clarity on what you're working towards in that given week, for your downtime, for your self-development, for your own state of being. You know, so if you start with fun in mind, you plan that in first, fuck, you're going to be part of the 1%, because no one does this. So if you start with fun, you're going to have something exciting to move towards every single day. And that's going to allow you to stick your diet, your training, your routines better, because you've actually got something exciting in the pipeline to move towards. Dial in the routine. Have this set when you're waking up, when you're going to bed, when you're working, when you're training, when you're eating, when you're walking, when you're switching off at night. Get all that time boxed, boom, 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 boom. Get it all clear every single day. It could be exactly the same every day, but I would recommend you just key in. Allow yourself the opportunity to tick boxes as you go through it. That's what life should be, a game of ticking boxes, moving the needle, and getting yourself in a really good headspace every single day, knowing that you're doing the do from a routine perspective. And that's going to keep you accountable to yourself, which is paramount. Make it easy, right? When you have made your life easy, you will be more successful. Being successful with your health, your well-being, your fitness, your business is not a game of overcomplicating anything. It's about making it very, very simple, making it easy, boiling things down to the needle-moving tasks. So the easier you make your weekly planning when it comes to like the core things that drive the boat forward, does it make the boat go faster? Is a quote I like to use. It's like, is this making my life easier or harder? Because hard things, yeah, I get it. Choose hard things for an easy life. Choose an easy life for a hard life or whatever the quote goes. But like, see if you make your fucking weekly planning super easy and simple and, you know, you can actually adhere to it, your life's going to change, because it's actually going to move you towards where you want to go, because it makes sense. And that's what we want to look at here. Hard days, easy days. I like to call them push and pulls. So Monday, Tuesday for me are always going to be really, really hard going, busy, busy, busy days. You're talking 9, 10, 11, 12 hours of work a day. Wednesday, I have a half day. Thursday, I push really hard. Friday, I kind of taper down a little bit. And then the weekend, I do a little bit of work, maybe 90 minutes to 2 hours max per day. And I just roll with it that way. Just have it all planned out. Don't have like the door open for volatility. Try to keep things extremely simple and the same when you've got these hard days, easy days. It just allows you to regulate your emotional state and energy through the week better, because you know exactly what's coming. So, you know, when you can have a bit more time in bed, push really hard one day, pull back. Like, see, your body doesn't really know the difference between high stress or really high stress. It's just stress, right? So on a day, on a hard days, I train really hard as well. I just max myself out physically and mentally, business-wise, work-wise. It's just absolutely toast it. And then on an easy days, I'll pull back, just do some light cardio, some mobility, some walking. A little bit of this working out my central nervous system to recover. So you can do that, and that works really, really well. Set an expectation. I'm not the biggest fan of expectations on certain goals, but setting expectations on your habits, your planning, probably a better thing to do, because if you've got an expectation in your head as to this is how I'm going to manage and navigate my entire week, then you're more than likely to manage and navigate your week that way. Correct? Yes. Right. So if you've got that plan in place in your work, in those constraints, and you expect that you need to have this done by this day or this evening or by this time, you will then demand more from yourself in that given day to actually push the task forward and get it fucking done. And that's what it comes down to with routine, productivity. It's about discipline and staying to it. Too many people are lackadaisical and float through life aimlessly until they, you know, are abruptly interrupted by, you know, something bad, and that really, you know, puts a fire under their arse. So don't wait for a crisis to take action. Have an expectation of how you want to live your life and fucking lead from the front with it, you know. allow this clarity that we've all been speaking about over this whole productivity module to just take place. When you're clear, you're confident. When you're confident, you're consistent. When you're consistent, you get the job done. And that's what's going to allow you to really remove pressure, decision fatigue, and allow you to just start leveling up and moving forward and just doing the work in which is required to actually achieve the results in which you're looking for. So when you've got that clarity over what you need to do each and every single day, how your week now needs to look, it's just going to remove pressure and allow you to actually flow. And when you're in flow, you don't think too much, you just act and implement, and that gets the job done 10 times faster. Bird's eye view is always going to be super essential. So when you can actually look above yourself, like third person, and look down at your life and be like, cool, that's what my week looks like, that's how I'm going to work it. Give you confidence, as I've touched on many times before, but confidence is probably going to be one of the biggest elements which allows success to happen in your life. And when you're like hyper clear and aware over everything you need to do and when you need to do it by, it just allows you to operate. And that's what's going to come down to, like, how disciplined are you with just operating and just getting the job done, knowing your push and pull days, knowing your weekly plan, knowing when you're training, you're eating, all this kind of stuff. It's just make life easy and don't live a life by default, live it by design. Design it for yourself to get the best version of you each and every single day. And that's it, guys. Weekly planning, boshed, done and dusted. Very, very simple to do. But it's now just about leading into the frameworks here and operating at your absolute best. So stay savage, stay sexy. I'll see you in the next one. Much love.